to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. Guys, this is great. We have with us today a husband-wife couple. Their business is called Wood Pallet Treasure, and they came on the podcast earlier and we recorded. Unfortunately, near the end of the podcast, we kind of got cut off and technical problems. It was just a nightmare. But these two are so genuine and kind, and their story is so amazing that we went through and edited up the podcast episode, the recording, to make it a little bit easier to produce. And we wanted to share it with you. We didn't want to lose this opportunity because we had a great conversation, and these are two amazing people. So today we're focused on Wood Pallet Treasure here on the Upcycle Canada podcast. Jen's at work, so I'm completely unsupervised. So we're going to do this just you and me, okay? Don't tell Jen. So here we go. Wood Pallet Treasure here on the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of our 2,500 downloads. My gosh, you guys are amazing. Thank you for listening and thank you for sharing. Please share the podcast. Please tell people about the Upcycle Canada podcast. And we appreciate every single listen. Hit that little follow button as well on your play on your podcast app so that you know when the new podcasts come out. And again, from Jen and myself and Paige, Paige's Picks, we really appreciate everyone listening. Here we go on the Upcycle Canada podcast. Wood Pallet Treasure, our special guest here today. Thanks for listening. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I have some great new friends that I have found on Instagram, and I've been doing a deep dive into their business and really enjoying checking out Wood Pallet Treasures. I have Laura and Travis here today. Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast, guys. Nice to meet you.
And thanks so much for having us, Dave. It's been nice getting to know you, and I'm excited to chat with you today.
Excited, excited. So, Wood Pallet Treasures, where are you guys in this great world of ours?
So we're located central Minnesota, east central Minnesota. So Twin Cities area, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
But we are actually, 45 minutes north of the metro area. So we actually are in a pretty small rural area. Population of our town is about 600.
Okay, yeah. So I grew up in a town in northern Canada, and we had 500 people in our town. And they told us that if you haven't heard a rumor by noon, you have to start one.
Yeah, that's pretty much where we're at.
Yeah. So that was one of the first things they taught us. We're like, okay, well, you start a rumor. Okay. So did you hear about Laura? Yeah. So we'd have to go around and do that. That's great. Yeah. I love small town. I love the atmosphere. I love the community. And what I love about looking at your stuff online is you capture a lot of that in what you do. You are capturing community, your love of your community. And it shows in the posts that you guys do. It shows in everything that you guys are about. So really enjoying the opportunity to talk to you guys. So let's chat about how all of this started. Take me back to the morning you guys woke up, you had your coffee in your hand, and you went, you know what? Let's start Wood Pallet Treasures. Let's start something that's going to change our lives. And you had this all thought out. Tell me, let's go back there to that day and let's talk about that a little bit.
That is so funny because it wasn't thought out. So Travis is a carpenter basically by trade. I mean, he started building houses at 15?
16, yeah, 15. Yeah.
He's one of those jack of all trades guys that can do anything. Yeah. And I'm I'm not. And I'm a crafter. I love to get crafty. I like to be creative, but I'm a teacher by trade. And so I was actually at a bridal shower once, and I was with my mother-in-law, and on the wall was this really, like, really cool shelf wine rack type thing that was made out of clearly wood pallets. And she mentioned, "Yo, gosh, that's really cool and creative. I'd love to have one of those." And so I took out my phone, took a picture, and I thought, well, that's an easy Mother's Day gift or Christmas gift, and I'm going to make sure that I tell Travis about this. He can whip that up in 10 minutes. Yeah. And so I brought it home. I said, look at this picture. Your mom loves this. We can easily make this. Like, there's pallets everywhere. Like, I'm going to go find some, and we're going to make these. And he was like, I don't know. I think you didn't think it was very cool.
No. Yeah, I didn't think it was going to go anywhere. But
he's like, okay, sure, bring home a pallet. And so, because he's used to working with lumber, wood, whatever. Yeah. He's like, pallets, you know. And so we did, and he made one, and she loved it. And then we started having friends requesting them. And so I started finding more pallets, and he started cutting them apart and making them. And next thing you know, I said, all right, now I want you to make this. Let's try this. This, you know, I'll start cutting the pallets. I'll start sanding them. But if you can make this, let's try this. And next thing you know, I thought, okay, I just made up a hashtag on one of our photos that was wood pallet treasures. And there was just like a second thought. Like, I didn't put any time or effort into even the name. And then I thought, well, this is going somewhere. Let's start an Etsy shop. And it would be just a great side gig. We'll sell a few a month and have some travel money. This will be fantastic. And because of the hashtag I made on some of the posts that I was promoting, I thought, well, that'll just be the name. And here we are. Wow. 6 years later, we're Wood Pallet Treasures. And we've just made our, we have 3,000 sales on Etsy. And, but more just local and other places that we sell. But, we're at the point where he still goes to his full-time job and fire jobs and coaching. And we are full-time in the pallet shed the other times.
Wow. So did you guys have any kind of business background as far as starting your own personal business before this?
Zero.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
No business. We just are learning as we go.
Really?
Like starting a website, all of that was just very new, very not fun. That's not the fun part of the job. I don't like being on a computer.
Yeah.
But you have to, right? Yeah. You have to when you're promoting stuff and
selling. And your content creation is beautiful. Like the images that you're sharing, the everything. It's got this beautiful look and feel. And the nice thing to give you credit as well as somebody watching and in love with what you're doing is just the quality of what you're doing. You don't appear at any point in any of your posts that this is like, well, you know, we're doing this ourselves and we don't really know. Like we can see some creators online and you can see they're trying to find their lane. You guys have definitely found your lane and it's beautiful.
Thank you. And, you know, that is something that I feel like has taken time. I mean, we started with, we didn't know what we were doing and we were literally, you know, I think when a lot of people start something, they start it because, oh, you know, you have a reason for when you do something. Like we started it because it's fun and we can make money. Now it's just we've adapted and we've changed obviously our style and what we do to now where it feels comfortable. We know what we're doing. We're making the things we want to make. Mm-hmm. And it's not, a business is about money, but it's more than that. It's more about what we enjoy doing. We enjoy being creative. We enjoy building, constructing. We enjoy hauling trash off the side of the road. That's exhilarating, right? You know that feeling.
Oh yeah.
And it's really fun too then for us because our children now are at the age where they're helping, you know, they're cutting pallets, they're hauling pallets for us. They're using the sanders and the tools and they're doing a lot of staining and painting for us. Because we're busy now. We can't do it without the help. And so it's literally our lifestyle. So it's been fun, navigating that and changing that over the years to where it fits us better.
This is great. And I love when a side hustle, an idea as organic as it starts, grows and becomes something in front of you, you know. So Travis, what kind of things have you learned in the process of creating a business? Like how's this changed your thoughts as a purist, as somebody who works with wood and appreciates the nice kinds of wood there are for a pallet to show up on your workbench? You're like, oh, really? Like we're going to do the pallet thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, I guess the main thing that I see now is, you know, is being outside, being in the shop. It was always a hobby and it still is a hobby. And that's kind of the main focus is keeping it that. So it's not overwhelming my life, I guess I should say. So I try and keep it as a hobby. And the nice thing about that is rather than coming home from work and sitting in front of the TV, I can come home from work, go out to the shop and still make a little bit of money doing something I enjoy. Yeah. And then once the family comes out there, now it's family time, and we're still able to make some money at it. So it's kind of, I guess the main thing that I've learned is trying to keep it a hobby and not let it overtake our lifestyle. But at the same time, it's something we enjoy doing as a family, and we can keep it that way and keep it as a hobby, but it's still a business.
And it really is our lifestyle. I mean, it is what we do. I mean, people see a palette and they think of us.
Yeah, right? That's awesome. Yeah, and they're like, hey, I just drove by this business. There's 400 pallets out here. You guys want them?
Yep, yeah. Constantly. Like, oh. Every day we get
them. Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah, sure. We'll go pick those up. Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing I like, too, like when we first started out, Jen and I, we really had no tools. We had really nothing as far as materials. And we didn't have a budget to start all this, right? So to find something that somebody didn't want, a pallet, a piece of furniture, whatever, and then take it home and remake it into something, even while we were learning the process, we didn't feel like we were wasting money on material. Because we'd go to the big box store and buy a piece of wood and the project didn't work out right. We're like, oh, wow, I got $20 invested in this. You know, when you get it for free, you can still practice and learn and grow and try new techniques and learn. And it doesn't cost you anything at the beginning stages, right?
And it's a lot more fun. Yeah, you don't have the stress probably involved when you've got all the money into it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it helps to keep that overhead down a little bit too. So as far as looking at your business, how is Wood Pallet Treasures, does it go down the lane of being eco-friendly in the sense that you're repurposing and you're saving things from being tossed away? Are you giving new life to stuff? Is that kind of your thoughts too?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, it is exhilarating when you can literally take garbage off the side of the road or go to dumpster. I mean, we were constantly pulling over, looking at dumpsters, pulling stuff out of it, saying, hey, we're going to use that. And even like, what was it that we were building the other day or last week? And you said, he knows the scraps that he wants. He doesn't just look at a scrap and say, what can I use it for? He can already in his mind say, I know what I'm going to build and I know exactly the scraps I'll need. Now I'm going to go find those scraps. I know that piece of wood, I've used that for something else. I'm going to go try and find one of those again. Because like, lumber is really expensive right now. But then it's fun too, because I'm the teacher by trade. And he's the carpenter by trade. And now with this business, and, we'll later probably talk about people coming into the shop and creating too.
Yeah.
He's now teaching me how to use tools and construct. I've learned so much over the last few years and I'm becoming so much more confident in using tools myself. And then the flip side of that, now he's become more comfortable working with other people, teaching. So we've kind of used our, our trades in a different way and teaching each other too. So,
Travis, the one thing I noticed, we have three kids and they're all adults and they've moved on to their lives and doing stuff. Two of my boys are both finding their spot within the trades, which I'm thrilled as a dad to see my kids go that way. Are you seeing, Travis, in like home construction and all that kind of stuff? Are you seeing an uptick? Are you seeing kids coming out of high school, college interested in this? Or are you still finding it that the trades are not really as attractive right now?
I think they are not as attractive right now. I think with all the computer stuff going on, all these younger generations are gearing more towards that stuff. And so I think, the market, depending on the markets, how the markets are, everything is so up and down with housing and all that stuff that it's just hard to find a constant job, I think, in the trades. But that's kind of my view on it, I guess.
So
there's such a push for the 4-year college too, and there's such a push for technology and marketing and business. And I think we're in that day and age now where it's just easier to hire somebody. Everybody wants that immediate gratification, and so rather than learning a skill or learning how to do something or finding the confidence to do it yourself, it's just so much easier to hire somebody to do it. And working, I don't think there's a
push working with your hands. Working with your hands, right? Having, let's jump in then to Project Wild Rooted. where you're and what you guys are doing as far as teaching. You're having students, kids, and families come into your world, and you're teaching them how to work with their hands, how to work with tools.
Yeah.
So that's got to be rewarding.
Right. And so, yeah, being that teacher, last summer, a teacher friend and I started Project Wild Rooted, which is hands-on experiential learning for kids. And it was exactly that reason. We had so many discussions around the bonfire, some teacher friends and their husbands just talking exactly about that, about the trades. And like, we feel good about teaching our own children that, and they're doing a little bit of it in the school, but it's an elective. So not all those kids are signing up for it. In fact, the kids that really should be learning it, because maybe they don't have the parents at home teaching them, aren't getting it in school because they're not confident enough to sign up for those electives. So we're really not helping anyone. The kids who are getting it at home are signing up for those classes, relearning it at school, having a great time, but there's no growth in the learning. And so we talked about, like, what can we do to change that? And we said, we got to teach them young. We got to teach those kids to get away from those devices, have more confidence, and have a connection with nature and using their hands. And so with Project Rooted, we just said, you know, we're going to have these classes. We're going to see who signs up. And it was crazy because it blew up. We have an assortment of different classes, whether it be in the shop, building, constructing, or learning something about nature. And we also have some classes that tie in the two. Like, we're going to learn about birds and birding and how, you know, birds build nests and what resources they use. And then what can we do as stewards of the earth to help out those birds? Well, we're going to make some bird feeders. And you're going to come into the shop and we're going to use some upcycled materials and we're going to construct a bird feeder. And so that's it's just so fun to tie in those two pieces together. And so we're literally almost up to a year with Project Wild Rooted, and we have sold out through September already with all of our classes and workshops. Wow. And so that's been fun on the children's side. But then on the wood pellet treasure side with adults, we just had a sign painting class. We use upcycled materials and paints and stencils, and then the people eat some snacks, right? Have some beverages, and then they bring home a quality product. Yeah. And it's just fun. It's all about building community and working with their hands. So.
Right. And we're coming out of a global pandemic and people have been forced to go into their homes and not socialize. And it's kind of nice to be able to get out of that and get back into the community.
And that is so true. People,
you know, sit across a table from someone.
Yeah, they want the community. They really want that. They have been isolated for so long, and kids, people, they want it for their children and they want it for themselves too. So.
Yeah. I love how you guys are investing in the next generation of families. With your content, but also with practically giving these classes, where did the idea to do the classes come from? Did that start in the early days of Wood Pallet Treasures?
Well, you know, when did we start? We started sign painting classes a while ago. Yeah. I feel like 2 years ago.
Well, I think there was kind of a request from outside people that wanted to come in and do some of this stuff. And I think that's kind of where it started.
It was the Girl Scouts. We had a Girl Scout troop reach out to us and say, hey, you know, because Girl Scouts are requiring these badges. And one of them, several of them we could do in the shop. And so they reached out, would you like to have some Girl Scouts in the shop and teach them how to use tools to construct a project? And after we did that, I remember telling Travis, we need to bring kids in here, not just adults. We need kids in here. Yeah. And so with that thought, and the whole trade stuff and the nature-based stuff, that's how Project Wild Rooted came into me.
That's that's really good.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's what it's people nice need. When they want it. Yeah. They're looking for it.
It's nice when you can look back and kind of see. You're like, hey, we do know what we're doing.
Yeah. Here. Well, exactly. Right? You know, and that's all working. Weird thing. And I feel like if people would just listen to their hearts a little bit and really do what their gift, just fall into their gifts and their talents. You know, we have a career, but that's just how we pay our bills. And that's just what we do to make a living. But what are you doing to make a life? You know, so many people, there's two separate things. But if you really just focus on how can you make a living by making your life, you know, like how can you make a living by doing what you really want to do? It blows up. It's amazing. You know, when you really are doing what you're passionate about, really good things happen. They fall into place.
Yeah. I heard somebody say that a salary is the money they pay you to keep your dreams on the shelf.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that.
Right. You're like, yeah, well, I have this thing that I love, but I also have a career which pays my bills and pays my medical and gives me security, but I really want to do this, right? This is where my heart is.
And then you sound crazy if you quit that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Every family, friends. Yeah, they all look at you like, are you sure about this? Yeah. Really? You want to jump into this wild unknown? Yeah. Yeah, I do. I really, really do.
Yeah, and it's funny because I literally just I took a leave of absence from teaching this year to focus on Project Wild Rooted, and it blew up. And, I was getting a big push just internally, just saying you need to just be done teaching full time. And so I did. I resigned. And I told a few people, my saying was, I chose passion over pension. And I literally just the other day walked into the hardware store and the guy that you used to work with who just quit recently, he looked at me and he said, your Facebook post, when you said you chose passion over pension, I went to work that day and I said, I quit. I'm like, oh, goodness. I hope that was a good thing.
Uh-oh. People are looking at my post. Yeah, that's really good. I'm definitely going to use that one. Yeah. Okay, say it one more time. What is this saying? I love it. Just say it again.
Pension.
Passion over pension. I like hearing it. That's why I keep asking. That's I like that. That's a sign somewhere. Sure. You got to make that.
Yeah.
That's got to go on the wall up there with the wood pallet treasure sign in the shop there.
For sure.
For sure.
The nice thing, with us is I can keep my pension and she got to quit her job and live the passion part. So we still have the pension, but we also have the passion. So
yeah.
So we're kind of lucky.
So you know what? You two are the opposite of my wife and I. Jen's actually at the store. She's going to be here in a little bit. Jen has a full-time job. She loves it. She's like Monday to Friday. It's her thing. It's her passion. And this for Upcycle Canada for her is a side hustle. So she's not leaving anytime soon. Where I'm kind of on Camp Laura here. I'm like, let's just go. Right. And, I love the combination. I love how you guys play off each other. That's a great team environment that you two have.
You know, that's really funny. There's a lot of people that have actually said that we make a really good team. And I've had several people say, and you probably get this with Jen too, and maybe your friends will say this, but they'll say, I don't know how you do it. I could never work with my husband or I could never work with my wife. And you know, it's weird because I don't know, like we do spend a lot of time together, but it's just different. You know, it's just stuff we have to get done. We do it and I don't know. I've never really thought about it as being like a hard thing. You know, sure, there's more to argue about, I guess. And we sometimes, I guess we do get into arguments about who's the boss.
Yeah. When Jen and I were first married, we'd have this thing, but whoever said I'm the boss at 12:01 at midnight was the boss for the next day. So we'd be like, it'd be like 11:59 at night. We're both like looking at each other like, I'm the boss. Right, I'm the boss. I'm the boss. I'm the boss. Right. We tried to, so whoever could say it first was the boss. So, and then sometimes you'd forget, right. And it's like 11:59 and you're like, so how was your day? Get them talking. And right. You're like, and they're halfway through their sentence. I'm the boss. You're like, ah, dang it. So yeah, that's really cool. It's really cool. So yeah, I love how you guys work together. That's inspiring as another couple in business. I really, really like that. So tell me a little bit about your online presence. You talk about Etsy. We've tried Etsy. To be quite honest, we haven't put the effort in that you guys are doing. Like you're making me rethink everything. So tell me about what you've learned online, what works for your small business that you're really, really happy and proud about, and how you build community through social media.
Well, so it's funny because, like I said, I knew nothing about starting a business. I knew nothing about Etsy, and I just knew it was a handmade marketplace. And so I thought, perfect. We're not ready for a website. We don't need a website. I don't want to manage a website. But Etsy, what I had heard was, kind of does the work for you, right? I mean, you pay their listing fees and their seller fees or whatever, and then they kind of just do the work and they're promoting for you. And so when we started, I mean, I didn't know anything about it. And so slowly over time, I've listened to some podcasts. I've joined a few online communities where I'm learning finally about, okay, what are the right things to do? And it took me years to figure it out and I'm still learning. But I would say Etsy is definitely the way to go. And I think you guys would really enjoy it once you kind of put the time and effort into it because, you know, the photos are really important your descriptions and the tags that you use and all of those things. But we have been very successful at it. In fact, we just learned, and I didn't know anything about this, but we had just learned that we are in the top 3% of sellers on Etsy. Of course, now they have millions of sellers. They're worldwide. So that 3% is like one of 220,000. But that was pretty incredible to think about. Like, you don't really realize the hard work that you're putting in until you can see the benefits like that. But Etsy has been doing great for us. In fact, we were at the point where we didn't need to be anywhere else because we were both at that time working two full-time jobs. There was no reason why I should promote more because we didn't have the time to put in, you know, to it. But over time, when we started doing more, like with our workshops and Project Wild Rooted, then we realized it was time for an actual website as well, just so we can like put everything that we do on one site. You know, you can't do that on Etsy. Yeah. So then I started our website and we sell on Shopify as well. But to be honest with you, most of our online orders still come from Etsy, just because I know more about it and I put more time and effort into that. You know, I went to a women's retreat. It was actually called Rule Rooted. I had to apply for it. I was feeling a big push last spring. Was it last spring? Yeah. Where I just was stuck. I couldn't work full time anymore teaching and then, you know, work out into the shop until midnight and then, you know, come home and deal with the kids. And you know, we have animals, you know, we have cows and goats. And I was just managing too much. And I thought, I can't live like this. So I have got to figure out where my focus needs to be and what God really wants me to do with this life I have, because right now I am treading water. And so I applied for this women's in rural business retreat. And I got on a plane the first time I ever did that for myself. I was scared to death. And I had learned about online community and how when you have an online business and you're promoting yourself on websites and online, people don't just buy a product. They buy from you, the seller. They want to know you and who you are and what your story is. And I think a lot of us in business don't really feel like people are interested in us. They don't care about us. They just care about our product. But I had learned that that is so true. People do buy. They buy from people. And so it's really important for us to show our presence and show our face. And so I did a lot more than on Instagram and Facebook with not only just sharing our product, but sharing who we are and our family and our community and what's important to us. Yeah. And then everything really started falling into place a lot more. And so that is one big thing I had learned over the last couple of years is definitely people do want to know who you are.
Yeah. And they come with knowledge to you, right? When they come to see you at an event or they come to Wood Palette Treasures, they come to, you know, all the different things where they can find you and they walk up to you and they feel like they know you, right? You've never met them personally, but they've watched pictures of your family and they're like, I've already done my research. That's why I'm here. I want to buy from
you. And it's really humbling too, because you have established that level of trust with them. And so basically it's easier to sell because they trust you. They feel like they know you. And they want to buy from you. And so that is just, it's so important in business. And I think that's hard for people to kind of learn and to shift if they're not used to that. But that would be a big, big thing I would promote to businesses is to definitely invest in that online community.
Yeah. And so are you using Instagram primarily as your, one of your community sources?
Yeah, Instagram and Facebook as well. But Instagram for that big community building piece. Travis, of course, he has nothing to say about any of this because he's very far away from social media.
I thought Travis was in charge of social media. No, Travis,
I'm,
you're not?
I'm in charge of the building.
He literally...
Wait, what's going on here? I thought Travis was in charge of all Instagram.
Yeah, right. Posts. No, I think we would fall apart if that were the case.
I don't navigate around that stuff at all.
Yeah, yeah. It's really interesting, Laura, because between you and Travis... my wife's the same way. She's like, I don't really want to do social media. And I'm the one who does most of social media. Yeah. She doesn't do the building. I do the building. But there's like this kind of cross reference. My wife is really like Travis and I feel, Laura, that I'm kind of like you. Like, it's really kind of surreal to hear you guys talk. We have the exact same conversations, you know? For Jen, like Instagram and going live and doing, you know, reels and shorts and all. She's like, what are all these things? A podcast? She's like, I don't even know what a podcast is, right? So I'm like, all these things I keep throwing on at her. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll do a live. How do I push? She's looking at her phone. Like, I don't know how to do any of this stuff. But, you know, it stretches you, right? It grows you as a person. And, you know, whether or not you feel you're good at something, Building that community is people are there waiting. I'm waiting to see your next post. You know, like people are out there waiting and want to be part of your world. And this is just kind of like a behind the scenes access to people in your life that inspire you. Think of a musician or a movie star or somebody on TV, and they take you behind the scenes and take you in the shop or take you behind the stage to where, you know, your favorite musician is playing. And you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm back here. I'm part of their world, right? Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, I'd love to see how Travis takes this and turns it into that. I would love to see the steps, right? Because he, as much as it might seem simple or mundane or like you don't know how to do this, he's like, yeah, no, there's a lot of people who have no idea how you did that, right? So that first palette project, right? Yeah. And that's the nice thing. It's not Travis. It's not Laura. It's Travis and Laura, right? There's this thing of like, I get to see the two of you do life and do the business and grow this business, and I want to be a part of it. And if it means I can buy a X dollar amount product off Etsy and that money is going to go back to help support you guys to keep going, then I feel as somebody who watches your content that I'm invested in you, right? And I get to be a little piece of that just by being in your audience and watching, right? And you think of like, you do a post and you get 100 people looking at it. You're like, yeah. But if think about a room and when you walk in and 100 people are sitting there waiting for you, and you're like, these people are here to see us? Yeah. All 100 of us have been waiting for you to post that next post. That's quite like 100 people. Wow. That's big, right? Yeah. And demystify all that stuff. And what I love at Christmas time and holiday time and gift giving time is when somebody can buy something unique from a maker and present that with pride to the person that they're giving their gift to, that this is something that was made with love, repurposed or unique. It's not something you're going to find at a box store. There's not 300 of them. There's one. And it comes from this great couple and they really care about their business. And you've helped small business grow and you've helped encourage a maker in the process. Exactly. People love that connection, right?
Hey, so it's just Dave jumping back in here. So at this point, this is where our recording decided to stop. And we missed so much of the ending. And but there was so much good stuff in the beginning of this podcast that we didn't want to not release it and not share with you. So what I want to just do is summarize a little bit of what we chatted about and tell you a little bit more about what they were doing as a couple and how the business has expanded beyond Wood Palette Treasure and what they're doing to help the next generation. It's so great. So we're going to jump into that here in a second. And just wanted to say thank you to them both for being a part of the podcast. And here we go. We'll talk a little bit more about the great things that are coming for them as well, as a couple and as a business. It's great to hear a side hustle that grows and expands. Here we go. A little bit more. So near the end of the podcast recording, we jumped over to the part two of what Wood Palette Treasures is doing, and it's projectwildrooted.com. Projectwildrooted.com. This is a great thing for children and stuff. They're just amazing. I'm just reading off their website. Their mission is we want our community to experience the remarkable world around us. We offer learning, nature exploration, and skill-building opportunities, and we foster new connections through creative activities. Our mission at Project Wild Rooted is to create rich experiences, spark lifelong learners, and create tomorrow's innovators of a deep appreciation of natural world around them. So they do great projects and stuff with kids, teaching them about all things nature and giving them active things to work on and to do. So they have summer camps, school day workshops, field trips. They have the Little Wild Roots as well. And their age groups, I can see on the website, ages 6 to 12, ages 3.5 to 5. You can find out on the website, Project Wild Rooted, their connections to Instagram and Facebook. And there's even a tab there I highly suggest for you is to donate as well and help these two out, help this family out as they are reaching out and helping children and giving this a great nature-based learning opportunity for kids. Again, like, amazing to see how one side hustle can turn into something that's so great and helping so many kids. Super proud to have them on the podcast. Super proud to be able to share this episode with you. And again, reach out to them and let them know you've heard them on the podcast. Contact them through their website. Just reach out and just see all the great things that are going on. So woodpallettreasure.com, that's the main website. And again, projectwildrooted.com, two great websites, a great family that are giving back to their local community involved. They are completely bought in to supporting local and saving things from the landfill and giving students, adults, the opportunity to learn new skills and be a part of the solution. Great episode today on the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Catch you on the next one. Jen should be back for the next episode. Looking forward to having her back on the podcast as well. Be good to each other. Be eco-friendly. Divert something from the landfill this week. Repurpose it. Come up with a way. You could do this. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Cheers.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.